As Christians, we know Christ as our Savior and ultimate example. So should a Christian observe the Sabbath day like he did? I did some street interviews and asked this question.
Do you know that Jesus kept the Sabbath?
Yes.
I guess he was just illustrating that no matter which day you keep it, as long as you keep it holy, right?
When you hear the word Sabbath, what comes to mind?
Well, the first thing I think about is a day of rest, days to spend with family, to kind of voice your religious convictions and things like that.
The Jews practice the Sabbath on Saturday, and, Christians practice it on Sunday.
But wait, did Jesus set aside one specific day for you as special? His example was Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. But does it really matter? You may be surprised by what the Bible really teaches and how it should impact your worship. Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discuss Jesus, Creator of the Sabbath.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Jesus poses a challenge to all of us. He says, "Follow me." All of us as Christians know that we must follow Jesus and live like he did. But does this include worshiping on the same day as he did, observing the Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset? I asked a few people about this very thing.
So, if you're a Christian, do you have to keep the Sabbath?
To keep it holy. Yeah, of
course. You think so? If Christ kept the Saturday Sabbath, do you think we should follow his example?
Yep.
Do you think that Christians should follow Jesus' example, where you had mentioned from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset?
You know, that's a tough call. I think whatever religion decides which day is their day of Sabbath, that they hold to the traditions that Jesus would want you to be able to hold that to. And
I think it just really depends on, you know, your own faith. I believe as long as you take time out of your week to give something to God, then you're in a way you participate in the Sabbath.
Why wouldn't you want to follow Jesus' example? Jesus worshiped on the Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, and he told us that we should too. But many have a tendency to say things like, "Well, the Sabbath was an Old Testament thing," or "The Sabbath has nothing to do with salvation," or "We have liberty, and that doesn't restrict us to a particular day of the week," or "That was changed to Sunday." Now, before you jump to conclusions, I'd like you to notice a simple verse that carries so much meaning. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." How does this passage help determine if you should worship on the Saturday Sabbath? Well, let's notice how Jesus was yesterday, in the past. To do that, we have to consider a verse that refers to a time before the creation of the earth. Did you know that the oldest account in the Bible is not right at the beginning of the book? This passage speaks of a time prior to events described at the beginning of your Bible in Genesis 1. Believe it or not, this passage is a key that will help you unlock the answer to the Sabbath question. It's a key to understanding not only the Sabbath, but also the entire Bible, and it's found in the New Testament, at the beginning of the Gospel of John. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Here's why this passage is so important. We see that before any physical creation, a being called the Word existed. It also tells us that the Word became flesh, a physical being. Now, that should immediately get our minds working, making a connection. So here's the key. The Word is the one who became Jesus Christ. They're one and the same. It also tells us that he was with God. That would be God the Father. And we find that the Word was also named God himself. So not only are we told that the Word became Jesus, we're also told what he was doing. He was making or creating all things. Not just some things, but all things were made through him. So, with that in mind, let's go back now as we consider how the Word, how Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what does that have to do with the Sabbath day? Genesis 2, verse 1 tells us, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." Let's ask ourselves, who made the heavens and earth? The Word did. The one who became Jesus did. Who made the seventh day Sabbath? The Word did. The one who became Jesus. So who blessed and sanctified the seventh day Sabbath? The Word did. The one who became Jesus did. Who rested from all his work on the seventh day Sabbath? The Word did. The one who became Jesus. And who made the seventh day holy? The Word did. The one who became Jesus did that very thing. So this is a vital key to understanding the true Sabbath and why it should be important to you. Before Noah, before Abraham, before Moses, and long before the Old Covenant, the Word, the one who became Jesus, created the seventh day Sabbath. And it wasn't just any day. He blessed it. And in a way, he set it apart from every other day. Now, did you notice how important it was to God? He designated Friday sunset to Saturday sunset as holy time. Now, holy means that this day is something very special and precious to God. He made it unique. And he told us all to remember this wonderful time that he designed. So not only did it become holy time, but we find Jesus, the Word, setting an example for all mankind, for you to follow. What did he do? He rested. He rested from the work of creation. So how should that impact you and the way that you worship? Well, we'll see that in just a moment. Now, remember the scripture we began with in Hebrews 13? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, looking back to yesterday, we found that Jesus created the Sabbath as holy time at creation. Since the scripture must be true that Jesus is the same, what do we find as we go forward through time? From creation, let's move ahead more than 3,000 years. Here we find Isaiah prophesying about worship on the seventh day Sabbath. From month to month and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all humanity will come to worship me, says the Lord. Now, isn't that amazing? It may even surprise you. Jesus, our Savior, says that the Sabbath is the day he designed for worship. He made the Sabbath at creation, and 3 millennia later, it's still holy as that day of worship. Now, remember what holy means. This weekly day of worship is incredibly special, and it's precious. It's precious to God. He loves it, and he wants you to love it too. The Sabbath of worship and rest he created was not just any day of the week, and it certainly was not Sunday. Now, here's the part that may be truly unexpected. Who will worship God on the Sabbath day? Isaiah prophesied that it wasn't just a Jewish day of worship. It wasn't made only for the Israelites. It was designed for humanity, for you and for me, for everyone. He tells us that the seventh day Sabbath continued to be holy from creation and still is the time for worship for all people. In fact, this wasn't the only occasion that Isaiah mentioned this idea. He also speaks to you and me, to people who believe in God, those who want a closer relationship with him. He instructs us what we should do. Do you know what he said? He prophesied that all people who love God will come to worship on God's Sabbath and serve him, and that the temple of God would be called a house of prayer for all nations. Here's a question. When you hear the inspired word of God, do you allow it to guide you in what you do? Perhaps we should ask, if I want to follow Jesus, when should I worship? I'd like to help you answer that question and others that you may have with our free Bible study aid, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. Isn't it time to understand what the Bible teaches about the Sabbath day? Why would some worship on Sunday and other Christians observe the Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset? Discover for yourself what Jesus lived and taught. Order your free copy of our study aid, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. Call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. If you live outside North America, please write to us at the address shown on your screen throughout the program. Or you can visit us at beyondtoday.tv to read or download your copy. This practical study guide will help you learn what Scripture reveals about God's weekly Sabbath and how it can benefit you. There are many ideas about the Sabbath and how to worship, but the Bible makes plain what's right and proper, what you could call authentic worship.
Is there a particular day that comes to mind when you hear the word Sabbath?
Usually Sundays. Sundays I've always been brought up to believe for my religion as a Christian that Sunday is the day of Sabbath.
When you hear the word Sabbath, what comes to mind?
Just that it says in the Bible that you're supposed to rest. And I have heard about the sunset on Friday to sundown Saturday.
Do you think that if you're a Christian, you should follow that example of Christ?
No, I don't think so.
Well, how could that be? Why wouldn't a Christian follow Christ's example? Isn't that what a Christian is, a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, we already know that the Word, Jesus, created the Sabbath day as a day of rest and worship at creation. He verified it thousands of years later in Isaiah's prophecy. So should you give up your tradition, your opinion, and follow his example? Now, as you consider that, let's fast forward through history 700 years or so. Now, we find Jesus, the Word, is made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. Christ is walking the earth. Now, while this is still in the past, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we should find Jesus the same. So what was Jesus' habit? How did he honor God? What did he observe? The Bible records Jesus' own practice at the start of his ministry. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. Now, we shouldn't minimize this. It was Jesus' regular custom to worship on the Sabbath. What day of the week was that? Well, since that time and for centuries before, the seventh-day Sabbath has been documented very carefully. Time has never been lost. And don't forget, Jesus knew the right day because, after all, he established the day of rest and worship at creation. So now we see that he validates and confirms it. Christ not only remembered the Sabbath day, but he kept it holy from sunset Friday through sunset Saturday. Now, here's a tough question. Did Jesus set his example of Sabbath worship so we don't have to? Should we just disregard the way that Jesus worshiped? Sadly, that's what many ministers teach today. But Jesus never once told his disciples to ignore his example. He never once said the church has the authority to change or alter it to Sunday worship. In fact, he taught just the opposite. He said, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me." Now, this is the same Jesus who was the Word, the one who created the Sabbath and set it apart as holy, telling us to follow him, to live like him, to think like him, to worship like him. So no wonder he emphasized the point by saying something remarkable. In Mark chapter 2, verse 28, we find he said, "He is Lord of the Sabbath." Now, what day is the Lord's Day? According to Jesus Christ, the Lord's Day, the day over which Jesus is Lord, is the seventh-day Sabbath. So the Lord's Day is not Sunday. It's not any other day of the week. Jesus clearly tells us that he is Lord of the Sabbath day, his day of worship. It's the Sabbath.
Jesus kept the Sabbath. Why do you think Jesus kept the Sabbath?
Because he was doing what the Father told him to do, I would think.
You know, God established the Sabbath, so in essence, it makes sense for him to keep it.
God is consistent. We've seen that yesterday, Jesus as the Word created the day of rest and worship, the seventh day, the Sabbath day, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Now, today, Jesus is still Lord of the Sabbath. Now, some might argue, well, of course Jesus observed the Sabbath. He was a Jew. What else would you expect a good Jew to do other than keep the Sabbath day? Let's think about that for just a moment. In this same section of Scripture, in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, there's something here that so many Christians miss. It's a crucial key to understand the truth about proper worship. Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." Now, when you read over that phrase quickly, you might miss the point. You could think that the Sabbath was for Jews only, a burden. But wait. The meaning comes clear when you understand the definition of the word man. The Sabbath was made for man. The word Christ used means mankind, not just the Jews or one single person, but all humanity. The word's translated differently in other versions, and by comparing them, the meaning becomes crystal clear. The New Revised Standard Version states, "The Sabbath was made for humankind." The fact is that even though Jesus was a Jew, he emphasized just how important the Sabbath is for all people everywhere. He said, "The Sabbath was made for the good of human beings." It wasn't made just for the Jews and then done away with or replaced by Sunday. It was made to benefit man. So contrary to what most churches teach, Sabbath worship was not somehow altered or destroyed. Jesus is consistent. He's constant. He's the same. He said that the Sabbath was made for the good of man. It was the day made to help people. It wasn't exclusive to one group of people or for just a limited time only. It was the same yesterday and today as well. The Sabbath was made for the good of people. So it's true. Even now, authentic Christians take Jesus' words to heart and follow him by observing the seventh-day Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. They worship on the same day that Jesus did. Now, this isn't the Jewish Sabbath, but the Christian way of observing the true Sabbath, over which Jesus is Lord. Now, let's dig a little deeper. If we consider the fact that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, it leads to a significant example found in the book of Hebrews. In chapter 4, verse 4, we look back and we're reminded that at creation, God rested from all his works on the seventh day. Then we come to a surprising statement in verse 9. "There remains therefore a rest for the people of God." The Greek word translated rest in this passage is the word sabbatismos. It's the only occurrence of the word in the Bible, so it's essential to understand this exceptional expression. The Anchor Bible Dictionary states that sabbatismos means observing the seventh-day Sabbath. It says Hebrews 4:3 through 11 affirms that physical Sabbath rest is the weekly outward manifestation of the inner experience of spiritual rest. In other words, because we have a Savior in Christ, we also must have a sabbatismos, a keeping of the Sabbath day. So in the original Greek, this verse should essentially be translated, "There remains therefore a keeping of the Sabbath day for all the people of God." In fact, it doesn't stop there. In verse 10, it even points to the very day we're to observe that Sabbath rest. "For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his." So if we follow Jesus and rest as God did, and we know he rested on the seventh day, then we should too. So all Christians are commanded to keep the seventh day Sabbath. Now, is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? Absolutely. This passage was written more than 30 years after the crucifixion, and Sabbath worship was and continues to be how true Christians honor and revere God. I hope you'll determine to find out about this authentic Sabbath that Jesus designed right for you. Learn more about it by requesting our free Bible study aid, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. Call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. Now, when you order our study aid, we'll also send you a free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Our free bi-monthly magazine will help you better understand our great God and how He wants you to live today. Let's face it, everyone needs a little good news. The good news not only explains what's happening in our world now, but offers a vision of positive, hopeful future in God's kingdom coming on the earth. So call us, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go online at beyondtoday.tv for your free study aid, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest, and your subscription to the Good News.
Why do you keep Sunday as the Sabbath?
Well, that's what the mainstream society does, and usually when people do something, you should technically follow along.
Have you ever heard that Jesus kept the Sabbath?
No.
It didn't sound familiar.
No. So it would be in terms of something good then if Jesus kept the Sabbath, right?
Yes, okay. You are absolutely right. Is it that important that we remember the Sabbath?
Yeah, and if some people or a person could point out actually when the Sabbath is, that would, you know, set boundaries.
The Word of God shows that Jesus created, verified, and observed the seventh-day Sabbath, and He taught us that we should follow His example. If you still have doubts about which day is the Christian Sabbath, we're told that in the future, the Church of God will still be celebrating the Sabbath at the time of the end. Jesus Himself tells us, "And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." Jesus Christ confirmed that His followers would still be remembering and observing the true Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, even in the dark days just before His return to save humanity and set up the kingdom of God. So let's keep in mind the Sabbath. It looks back to creation and reminds us of our Creator. In the present, we keep the seventh day holy, and we consider the One who has delivered us from the bondage of sin. And finally, the Sabbath looks forward to the return of Jesus Christ and the establishment of the kingdom of God, when there'll be true rest for all humanity. So let's expand this topic just a little bit. So I'm joined now by fellow Beyond Today presenters Gary Petty and Darris McNeely. Now, many Christians don't observe the Sabbath. In fact, they believe that now we're under grace, and so they would say it's legalistic to keep the Sabbath. Is that true?
No, it is not true. Unfortunately, the Sabbath gets lumped into that type of theological doublespeak. To keep the Sabbath is to actually begin to rest from your own works so that God can begin to do His works in us. We're not saved by keeping the Sabbath or any works that we can do of our own. But when we make that decision to rest as God commands, then God has His opportunity to work within us His perfect righteous character. Like Paul said of in Galatians, that the life that we now live, we live by the life of, by faith of the Son of God in us. And resting on that day allows us to focus on that.
You know, I think a lot of times people just misunderstand what the word grace means. I mean, grace is God's favor. And so the very fact that we're alive is by the grace of God. In fact, everything we have is by the grace of God. And this book, the Bible, is through the grace of God. Jesus Christ was sent through the grace of God. And actually, the law has been given by the grace of God. We wouldn't have made that up ourselves. Even the Apostle Paul says, "I would not have known covetousness, and except that the law said, thou shalt not covet." The Sabbath was given to us by God for our benefit. So it's actually an act of grace.
I think in so many ways, maybe we misunderstand that. When we think of grace, and that would be the end. But really, in so many ways, it's just the beginnings. What do we do in response to grace? Where does our grace lead us? And I think that's something that people forget about.
Grace is a way of life. When we come to understand grace as this protective canopy of a relationship with God, we have an understanding of how the Sabbath really does fit into this concept of a relationship with God that is ongoing and allows Him to do His work within us. And it also helps us to understand the one true God, because when we keep the Sabbath, not just a Sabbath, one that we choose, but the one that Christ kept and the one of which He is the Lord, then we begin to understand the one true God in a way that we cannot in any other capacity.
Well, you said He is the Lord. If He is the Lord of the Sabbath, I'm going to keep the Sabbath to worship Him.
So He said it, He made it, He kept it, He set the example. He really is that standard. So our response to grace should be to live by the standard that Jesus Christ Himself set. In fact, there are so many benefits in following the example of Jesus Christ. To help you, we hope you'll order our free study aid, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. It'll help you discover them for yourself. And don't forget your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or you can read them both online at beyondtoday.tv. Now, if you want more of what God has to offer, you should tune into our live bi-weekly Wednesday night Beyond Today Bible Studies. Join us as we dig into various biblical topics and take an in-depth view to them. Now, they're webcast live from the home office of the United Church of God. You can find them by going to our Beyond Today website and clicking on the Bible study graphic. I think you'll really enjoy them. And of course, the United Church of God has hundreds of Sabbath-keeping congregations that meet on Saturday across the United States and around the world. Go to beyondtoday.tv, click on the Contact tab, and find a congregation near you. Call one of our pastors. They'll help you discover more about the biblical command to keep the Sabbath. Now, we're all left with a choice. What should you do now? Well, get out your Bible. Start to study into the true Sabbath day. God's Word will guide you to the point where you'll have to make a decision. Will you live by every word of God as Jesus directed? There is no doubt that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. By observing the seventh-day Sabbath, Jesus proved He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Follow Him. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget our free offers. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell your family and friends about Beyond Today. Tune in again next week and join us in praying, Thy Kingdom Come. For Beyond Today, I'm Steve Myers. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.